Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2005-72, Baywood LLC time extension.
Now, this is a request for a 1-year time extension. If you do grant an extension, it would be retroactive to the anniversary date of preliminary approval, and that would be valid until January 18th of 2012. New engineering firms taking over this project. All agency approvals have been received except for the DLDOT's approval. They've indicated that they've received and reviewed the entrance plans, but they're withholding their approval until improvements are agreed upon for another development. So I have everything, but
they're what? They're holding up this development until they finish negotiating on another development.
Correct.
Well, they have words for that, but I won't repeat them here in public.
Gentlemen, I think in view of that, they definitely need more time. Good grief.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I agree. I think what we've often looked at with the fourth extensions is whether they were proceeding or not, or sandbagging, and whether efforts were made. In this case, it appears that
they've
been doing everything they can.
Applicant doesn't seem to be doing the sandbagging on this one.
Right. So, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision 2005-72, Baywood LLC, request for fourth time extension. I move that we grant this fourth extension due to the fact that the applicant has made all efforts to seek their final approvals, and at this point, the final approval for the plan is beyond their efforts.
Second.
Move is seconded to grant a 1-year time extension for subdivision 2005-72, Baywood LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.